Section 2. Marriage and Morse Code. I watched the videotape of Bill and Sue with Amber Tabaris, a graduate student in Gottman's lab who is a trained SPAF coder. We sat in the same room that Bill and Sue used, watching their interaction on a monitor. The conversation began with Bill. He liked their old dog, he said. He just didn't like their new dog. He didn't speak angrily or with any hostility. It seemed like he genuinely just wanted to explain his feelings. If we listen closely, Tabaris pointed out, it was clear that Bill was being very defensive. In the language of SPAF, he was cross-complaining and engaging in yes-but tactics, appearing to agree but then taking it back. Bill was coded as defensive, as it turned out, for 40 of the first 66 seconds of their conversation. As for Sue, while Bill was talking, on more than one occasion, she rolled her eyes very quickly, which is a classic sign of contempt. Bill then began to talk about his objection to the pen where the dog lives. Sue replied by closing her eyes and then assuming a patronizing, lecturing voice. Bill went on to say that he didn't want a fence in the living room. Sue said, "I don't want to argue about that," and rolled her eyes. Another indication of contempt. "Look at that," Tabaris said. "More contempt. We've barely started, and we've seen him be defensive for almost the whole time, and she has rolled her eyes several times." At no time, as the conversation continued, did either of them show any overt signs of hostility. Only subtle things popped up for a second or two, prompting Tabaris to stop the tape and point them out. Some couples, when they fight, fight. But these two were a lot less obvious. Bill complained that the dog cut into their social life, since they always had to come home early for fear of what the dog might do to their apartment. Sue responded that that wasn't true, arguing, "If she's going to chew anything, she's going to do it in the first 15 minutes that we're gone." Bill seemed to agree with that. He nodded lightly and said, "Yeah, I know," and then added, "I'm not saying it's rational. I just don't want to have a dog." Tabaris pointed at the videotape. He started out with, "Yeah, I know, but it's a yes but." Even though he started to validate her, he went on to say that he didn't like the dog. He's really being defensive. I kept thinking, he's so nice. He's doing all this validation. But then I realized he was doing the yes but. It's easy to be fooled by them. Bill went on, "I'm getting way better. You've got to admit it. I'm better this week than last week, and the week before, and the week before." Tabaris jumped in again. "In one study, we were watching newlyweds, and what often happened with the couples who ended up in divorce is that when one partner would ask for credit, the other spouse wouldn't give it. And with the happier couples, the spouse would hear it and say, 'You're right.' That stood out. When you nod and say, 'uh-huh,' or 'yeah,' you are doing that as a sign of support. And here she never does it, not once in the entire session, which none of us had realized until we did the coding." "It's weird," she went on. "You don't get the sense that they are an unhappy couple when they come in. And when they were finished, they were instructed to watch their own discussion, and they thought the whole thing was hilarious. They seem fine in a way, but I don't know. They haven't been married that long. They're still in the glowy phase. But the fact is that she's completely inflexible. They are arguing about dogs, but it's really about how whenever they have a disagreement, she's completely inflexible. It's one of those things that could cause a lot of long-term harm. I wonder if they'll hit the 7-year wall. Is there enough positive emotion there? Because what seems positive isn't actually positive at all.